has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the May 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Well, we have pretty much up green arrows on the market here this morning. Boy, we've had a lot of those lately, haven't we? The Dow is up 39 points right now, which puts it at 21,021. And that 21,000 level has kind of been the resistance level here on the Dow recently. Remember how fast we went from 20,000 to 21,000? I mean, wow, it happened really quickly. And we've kind of been digesting that big meal that the market ate ever since then. But we're not going to complain here today, up almost 40 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. S&P 500 is up a point. 2,403. The heavily technology-laden NASDAQ up 11 points right now, 6,160. Oil up a little bit, pushing the markets a little higher. They have an agreement. They're going to keep those oil cuts in place. Production limits, I suppose you would call it. Oil's at $49.23. We've got the euro's at 1.10 this morning, and the 10-year yield right now is at 2.39% on the 10-year bond. Interest rates holding steady in there recently. We've got some economic reports out here today, which we'll get to here in a moment. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a few economic reports here. Stocks rise with oil as Saudi Arabia. Of course, that was the news yesterday, and we had a decent day yesterday in the market. You know, if you look back over the last 8 years of this bull market, we had earnings have been growing every single year along the way, and we had those two really flat years, 2015 and 2016. And even though earnings grew during those years, they were basically flat. And the biggest reason for that was the drop in oil prices. Let's not forget that there's a lot of energy stocks in the S&P 500 and in the Dow. And when the earnings drop on those, on a big sector like that, it impacts the overall earnings for the market. But we saw oil bottom out about 14 months ago at $26 per barrel. And now we see oil back in the $50 range. And that, has, of course, has helped the earnings of the energy sector. That if you look at this earnings season that we're now winding up, some of the best results, the biggest gains year over year because the comparisons were so easy, were in the energy patch. Does that mean you should go out and buy the energy stocks? No, I don't like the energy stocks at all. I think oil is going to continue to fight supply issues. And I think now that the U.S. is seemingly back in business in the energy business, I think that's only going to put pressure on oil prices. So I continue to avoid myself the energy sector, and I look to other areas of the market for growth right now. Industrial production comes in at 1.0% to 105.1. That's better than expected. Believe it or not, industrial production is a very key indicator of the economy. That's probably another reason why the market's got a little lift to it here this morning. Every single recession has been preceded by a tailing off of industrial production. And you can look at a chart. You can look at a 5-year chart. You can look at a 10-year chart. You can look at a 50-year chart of the industrial production of the U.S., and you can see how the market pretty much follows that industrial production line. So that is one of the indicators that I look at on a regular basis to show me the health of the economy at any given point in time. And it could be a leading indicator of a looming recession out there, which would lead to the next bear market. We've had 8-plus years of bull, including here on my show. We dish the bull as much as we can every day, but we try to bring you as much truth. And, you know, look, I'm an observer in the market. I'm up to my eyeballs in the market. I'm up to my eyeballs in the news feed every single day. And it all boils down and has an impact on your own personal health and wealth of your portfolios, of your 401k. So that's why it is so darn critical to stay on top of these things. Boy, the hackers are, let's not forget housing starts. Any new houses going up in your neighborhood? I haven't seen any lately in our neighborhood. March housing starts 1.17 million. We were expecting 1.25 million. The housing market remains fairly steady, fairly stable. We've been getting about 5 to 6% returns out of our houses over the last several years, depending on where you live. I know the San Diego market's averaged about that. So that's also helping your health and wealth and your retirement plans. I was talking to one of my buddies yesterday, and he was telling me how much his house has gone up since he bought it 8, 9, 10 years ago. And that's now a big part of his retirement plans because he's not always going to need the house that he currently lives in. And that's all part of financial planning. The hackers are playing a different game these days, aren't they? You know, we heard not too long ago, several months ago, that the hackers had stolen Google's series Orange is the New Black, or is it Black is the New Orange? One of those, and held it for ransom. So we're going to release your whole series if you don't pay up. And Google told them to pound sand, and they released the whole series. Well, now apparently Bob Iger says, he's the CEO of Disney, hackers are claiming to have hijacked an upcoming film from the company's slate and are demanding ransom to keep it under wraps. And now we know that the name of the film is Pirates of the Caribbean. Ever hear of that one? I know Johnny Depp was visiting Disneyland here fairly recently, or somewhere in Orange County, wearing his pirate outfit. Maybe that had something to do with the upcoming movie release. But the hackers apparently have the movie. They're holding it for ransom. If they don't get what they want, they'll release it. And that could deal a financial blow to Disney for that project. So they're playing a different game these days. Ransomware. And we saw the big ransom attacks over the weekend. How do you play that whole trend? Well, I own Symantec, S-Y-M-C. And, of course, there's lots of other individual companies like FireEye and Palo Alto Networks, etc. And there's even an ETF with the symbol HACK. H-A-C-K. No, it's not a cough drop stock. Hurts, pops, then drops on mistaken Berkshire Hathaway story. Isn't that something? I mean, it's released that Buffett has taken a stake in Hertz, rent-a-car. He'd probably just rented one, you know, at the airport. And all of a sudden, Hertz goes up 10% in the after hours last night. And they, oh, no, I guess not. We were wrong. Isn't that something, how much one person like that and how a rumor? Somebody probably dropped the rumor, first bought a bunch of options on the stock, drops the rumor, stock pops, sell the news, and then the stock drops, and then the truth is revealed. You got to be careful out there. There's a lot of untruth out there in the media these days. The media has become, I heard somebody call it the tabloid media. I think that's the perfect name for it. It's sensational headlines trying to get clicks on their, you know, I guess I'm guilty of it too. I don't know. Do I use sensational headlines to try to get you to listen to my show every day? But I do break the show up into four different pieces, and I do publish it on Twitter every single day, and I do need some kind of catchy headline, but they're truthful. Heck. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market that are working right now. They continue to work. Some individual names that are working, they continue to work, and some names to avoid like the plague. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I produce the newsletter every single week. If you're not getting our newsletter, I've been writing it now for two decades. Thousands of newsletters go out every Saturday. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, to get the level. I have to get the newsletter. I have different levels of the newsletter. But to sample the full newsletter, the full Monty, you go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. I have subscriptions to the newsletter. I have a client version of the newsletter, which has all my portfolios. The two big numbers so far this year are 14 and 9. The Ultra Growth portfolio hit 14% yesterday, positive, since the beginning of the year. That's before expenses and fees, and that, you know, just depends. I have different fee levels for different levels of accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital. Depends on the size of your account. And the Premier Growth portfolio, which is a little bit more geared towards conservative growth stocks, it's up 9% so far this year before fees and expenses. So we're having a very good year. As I look at those portfolios, I don't know what I would do any differently. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're in the very best areas of the market right now. You're not going to find any energy stocks in there. You're not going to find any bonds in there. My asset allocation, and I am an asset allocator, but I believe in tactical asset allocation. I have zero exposure to interest rate sensitive investments at the current time. So if you'd like to get more information on those are the two growth portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital. I also manage an income portfolio, and I manage a mutual fund ETF portfolio also, and they're all in the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about our money management here, we're a little different. I explain that on a regular basis. I do believe in asset allocation, but I don't believe in being diversified just to be diversified, because I call that diversified. We're in a stage in the economy right now. We're in a cycle right now that's still positive for equities and not looking so good for the debt markets, which have had the wind at their backs for the last couple of decades. I've shown that chart. It's like the Matterhorn coming down the Matterhorn. Interest rates peaked out like 25 years ago at 16-17%, and they've been coming down ever since, and they hit bottom last July. And now they're starting to climb back up ever so slowly. But that takes away that capital appreciation potential going forward that bond investors have enjoyed so much over the last several years. So if that boils it down to equities and ownership, think of it that way. You know, a lot of people get scared off just the word stock. Oh, stocks. You know, they hear that the stock market goes down 100 points, and they hear the headlines and the tabloid news. And think about ownership. You know, what if you had a little piece of all these companies that you use every single day? I'm going to talk about a few of them here today that are flourishing. And there's trends in this world today that favor certain areas of the economy, certain areas of the market, and are in the wind is in the face. Let me give you some examples. TJ Maxx, in trouble again today. This was once a great retail story. This was once a liquidator of, you know, clothes that Macy's can't sell and Nordstrom's can't sell. Now, people just are not going out and shopping like they used to. This is a massive new trend. They're asking Alexa, where can I find the best price on this item? And it's showing up on their doorstep a few days later, and it's a massive trend. And you cannot continue to do things the way you used to do things in the market. TJ Maxx is now a bad stock, and it's hitting new 52-week lows. I have no exposure to bricks and mortar retail stocks whatsoever. You can take the contrarian view. Well, I'm a contrarian. I like to buy things when there's blood running in the streets. I've heard all the cliches. Go ahead. Buy JCPenney. buy Sears, buy Dick's Sporting Goods, buy TJ Maxx, be my guest. You can do that, or you can own Amazon. You can own Wix. You can own Wayfair. You can own the iBuy ETF, which are on the right side of the street, while the other stocks, in my opinion, are on the wrong side of the street. Even the once great retail giants like Macy's, they continue to struggle. And I personally don't want to have any exposure. The only exposure I have to any bricks and mortar stores is a short position in Sears Holdings. Dick's Sporting Goods plummets after comparable sales fall short. Well, today's the 20th anniversary of Amazon going public. You know, I don't remember them. I don't remember that day for some reason, Amazon.com. It was 20 years ago today that Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play, and Amazon came public at $1.50 a share. Now, on a split-adjusted basis, it's $960. That $1.50 is split-adjusted. That accounts for all the splits that it has done along the way. When it started, you know what Amazon was when it started? I do remember this. It was a bookseller. They were taking on their first target. Was not Target. It was Barnes & Noble. They said, hey, you know what? What if we get these books? Instead of going to the bookstore, let's mail them to people. And you've seen how that has evolved. From that idea, look at what Amazon is today. Amazon currently has a market cap of $465 billion with annual revenues of $136 billion. Barnes & Noble, on the other hand, is now a half a billion dollars and hitting new all-time lows at $7.65 per share. So happy anniversary, Amazon. Amazon's one of the 30 stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio, which, as I said, is up over 9% so far this year. Now, Walmart. Walmart has recognized this trend. Is it too late to change the fortunes at Walmart? Walmart stopped growing several years ago. If you take a look at Walmart's earnings growth over the last 5 years, negative 2% per year. Contrast that with Amazon, which has been growing their earnings by about 50 to 60% per year over the last 5 years. Amazon hitting a new all-time high today. Well, I'll give you a way to play Walmart. JD.com is where they have moved their online stores. Walmart launched its Sam's Club global flagship store on JD.com. That's the stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Walmart owns a 12% stake in JD.com. The symbol is JD. Which stock do you want to own? Dick's Sporting Goods? TJ Maxx? Walmart? Or how about Amazon and JD.com? This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, a money management firm in San Diego, California, where we also produce a newsletter every single week that has kept folks in the market. It's a market timing newsletter. I believe in a little bit of market timing along the way. Not a lot, but a little. There's major cycles in the world. There's weather cycles. There's fishing cycles. There's cycles of the moon. There's tidal cycles. There's cycles in the economy. And when we're in an up cycle, and when the numbers continue to predict that up cycle to continue, well, you have to be in the right areas to take advantage of that cycle. And when one of these major cycles begins to turn against you and the cycle begins a new cycle, you have to make adjustments. And I believe we're in a couple of major cycles. We still are. We're in a new cycle in the bond market, however. Last July, if you go look at my articles on Seeking Alpha, I write an article there every single week, usually about an individual stock. Take a look at the articles I've written. You can write down what the stock price was at when I wrote the article, how it's done since then. I need to do a little study on that. How have I done since the beginning of the year with the articles that I've written? I think I've produced a lot of big winners there on Seeking Alpha for investors. No guarantees going forward. But every week I take a look at the market around me and I try to come up with the most salient topics, subjects, stocks in the news, ones that make the most sense to me, ones that make sense from a valuation point of view, from a momentum point of view, and fit the cycle that exists in the market today. We continue to be in a growing economy. That's one cycle we're in. That's a cycle that changes from time to time, doesn't it? Who remembers 2008 and 2009? Were we in a growing economic cycle back then? No, but how many people adjusted their portfolios towards the end of 07, beginning of 08, when we started to fall into a recession? Or did your advisor tell you to keep doing the same thing to stay the course? Well, I don't believe in staying the course when something becomes so obvious as a major change coming along in a large cycle. And same cycles apply to the bond market, which is the other big elephant in the room, the other big asset class. Generally speaking, portfolios are made up of an allocation of stocks and bonds. And there's different ways to look at that. The way that most of my industry looks at that today is it's based on your age and your risk tolerance. To me, a much, much bigger factor is the cycles that we're in, that the economy is in. That's what impacts the stock market the most. That's what's kept me in the market since March 27th of 09. And the cycle, the biggest influence on the bond market are interest rates. No question about it. With interest rates now hitting bottom last July and now inching their way higher, and the Fed pretty much laying out their course. I don't think it's any mystery what the Fed is going to do or which direction they're going to go in. They're going to start hiking interest rates. Now, they hope that as they do that, that it doesn't disrupt the bond market too much. After all, they're holding over $1 trillion worth of bonds on their own balance sheet that they would like to leak out of that thing without taking too much of a bath on their bond holdings. They were buying them when they were all-time highs, those bonds. And they're slowly trimming their balance sheet now. They're selling bonds off of their balance sheet. And they have a plan to hike interest rates. They've put the warnings out. The yellow lights are flashing. And it's up to you whether or not you want to stick with the cycle that has worked for the last 20 years, two decades, or whether you want to go in a different direction. Well, I think the direction you got to be in right now is ownership of companies. Let me give you an example. Okay, you can buy a U.S. Treasury today and get about a 2.4% yield over the next 10 years. And if you hold that Treasury to maturity, you're going to average 2.4% per year returns on that U.S. Treasury over the next decade. If you have to sell that Treasury somewhere along the way, you'll be at the mercy of interest rates. If interest rates rise here to 3%, 3.5%, 4%, the value of your Treasury is going to be less than what you paid for it. And whatever you received in interest is going to be more than offset by the loss in principal. So, on the one hand, you can loan money and get that interest rate. You can hold that loan until maturity and get that loan paid off at the end of the maturity, but you're at the mercy of interest rates along the way. Most people in the market own debt through ETFs and mutual funds. They're not holding those bonds, those loans, till maturity. They're at the mercy of interest rates every single day. Now, the alternative to that is having ownership in a company that also pays a dividend. Okay, so here's, let's just take Home Depot, for instance. Home Depot currently pays a dividend yield of 2.3%, almost exactly the same as a U.S. Treasury. Now, there's no guarantees going forward, but over the last 10 years, ownership in the shares of Home Depot have returned to their investors 18.1% per year over the last 10 years. The market itself has delivered about 5% per year over the last decade. And the bond market, as measured by the 10-year treasury over the last 10 years, has also delivered about 5% per year. Home Depot has tripled the returns of the bond market and the stock market over the last 10 years. We say, well, what has it done for us lately? Well, Home Depot is in the news today. This is one other sector in the retail sector where it's still working. There's two areas of retail and consumer that's still working. One is online, and two is the building supply companies, basically Lowe's and Home Depot, and I own them both. I own them mostly as substitutes for bonds in income portfolios. I would rather have the equity side of things in this environment we're in, along with that dividend, and along with the hopes for capital appreciation going forward. You know, I think that's one of the big factors that's left out of a financial plan. Well, maybe not, but capital appreciation potential. People don't realize that a lot of the returns that they've received from the bond market over the last 10 years has been from capital appreciation. It's not that interest rates have been great. I mean, there was a day when you could go down to the bank and get a CD that was paying 15 or 16%, okay? Go down to the bank today and see what interest rates are. But the bond market has been aided by a falling interest rate environment, which has provided capital appreciation, which has juiced the returns of the bond market to outsized numbers in the past. Going forward, however, what kind of projections can you use for those debt markets? I think very, very poor returns. It'll be interesting. I'm going to be getting together starting tomorrow and Thursday with a select handful of advisors from around the country that are on the Scottrade Advisory Council. I'm one of them. That'd be interesting for me. I'm going to pick some of their brains. I'm not going to tell them where I stand on this whole issue. I'm going to pick some of their brains and see where they feel the bond market's headed, where they feel interest rates are headed, what they're doing for their clients, what kind of projections they're using in their financial plans. And I would just say that if your financial planner is plugging in 5, 4, 6% returns from the bond market going forward in your retirement years, man, I don't see it happening. I really don't. I would be surprised to see any kind of returns in the bond market over the next 1, 3, 5 years. I would rather own a stock like Home Depot with the 2.3% dividend yield and the hopes for capital appreciation along the way. But that's just me. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we provide a lot of different services here from our home base of Carlsbad, California. I am a California native. I've been back to Wall Street many times. I spent some years as an analyst writing up research reports on companies and visiting also the kind of the financial capital of the West Coast, which out here it's really the Bay Area, San Francisco, obviously the home to the Silicon Valley, but there's also a lot of big mutual fund and money management firms up there, and I used to call on several of them, bringing them ideas that I found. I kind of like being out here on the West Coast, as far away as I can from the noise of Wall Street. I don't know. I just see a lot of people wearing the same kind of suits and doing the same kind of thing and getting off the same subways every morning back there. I've seen some really bad ideas come along in my over two decades in the business. And most of those ideas that I see come along were in Wall Street's best interest, and not in the best interest of the clients. They come up with some other scheme, or they can get rich off of poor folks. And I'm not to say that it's all bad, but hey, they're in it to make money for themselves. And I remember the subprime crisis and the notes that they were putting out that supposedly were not correlated to the market. I remember the limited partnerships. Not a fan. I was not a fan of the non-traded REITs. Why would I buy a non-traded REIT when we have all of these traded REITs with 10-year track records that we can buy for $3.50 at Scottrade as opposed to paying somebody a big commission to put me into a non-trade? All kinds of different ideas. And obviously the trend these days is this automated investing, which, you know, I suppose in a kind of an automated market like we've had since 2009, where you've had rising bond prices and you've had rising stock prices, they look pretty smart, those robots, I guess. But things don't always go in an automated fashion. Cycles don't always remain the same. We're now undergoing a massive cycle change in the bond market, and the robots are not going to adjust to that. In fact, they're going to go in the opposite direction, and they're going to be buying more and more bonds as the bond market goes down, and they're going to be selling the best asset class stocks along the way to bring those balances back into where they should be, where they think they should be, whether it's 60-40, 50-50, 70-30. I'm 100-0. That's where I'm at with my asset allocation. I believe in a little bit of active management. I put out my newsletter every single week, you know, from daybreak. I'm the first one here in my building. I watch all of the news all day. I look at hundreds and hundreds of different stocks. I'm on Twitter. On StockTwits, I have 45,000 followers. And when I make an observation, maybe I'll send out three or four very selected tweets during the day. If something really makes my eyeballs pop out, or if I want to call your attention to an article I've recently written and how the stock is doing since that article was written. I know yesterday I brought people's attention to Applied Materials. I've owned that for quite some time. I wrote an article earlier this year calling it my favorite cheap stock. A lot of people say, well, I thought a cheap stock was one trading for under a dollar. No, that's a garbage stock. That's hazardous waste. That's penny stockville there. I avoid that like the plague. No, a stock is cheap based on its price to earnings, price to sales, price to cash flow, price to book value. This is what determines whether a stock is cheap or not. As an analyst, I didn't say, go out and buy this stock because it's only 99 cents a share today only. That has nothing to do with the value of the stock, the price of the shares. It's what you're getting underneath. How much are you paying for the earnings? How much are you paying for the sales? How much are you paying for the book value? Now, you can spend the next two decades and observing and spending the time and putting in the time and figuring out how to manage your own money, or you can hire a money manager who's put in the work, who's in it every single day. Some people like to do it. They're retired, you know, and this is their passion. And others would say, you know, I've tried it. I've been lousy at it myself. I would say the biggest enemy to the individual investor is emotion. Emotion is a problem. And I think Smokey Robinson would second that emotion. That emotion can be the investor's worst enemy, whether it's fear or whether it's greed. The bottom line is the economy's been growing since 2009. Earnings have been growing since 2009. The market's been growing since 2009. That's a pretty simple formula. Yet how many people within the sound of my voice have shot themselves in the foot more than once? Maybe dozens of times. They don't have any toes left. They walk crooked down the street now because they've let their emotions get in the way. Well, that's one of the problems that I solve here as a professional money manager. I take emotion out of the equation for you. I have people, every time the market has a triple-digit down day, I get an email from them. Is this market okay, Mr. Gunderson? Should I flee to the sidelines? I'm hearing that we're due for a 25% fall in the market. Well, yeah, there's doomsday headlines every single day out there. It's a tabloid world that we live in now. The truth lies in the earnings. The truth lies in the economy. The truth lies in the valuations of the market. And that's what I report to you here every single day. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, I have a live trading service for $89 per month. Every time I make a buy, sell, or trade, or burp, no, not really, I send out a push notification and an email. If you say, you know what, I don't want to be on standby all the time. What if I'm at the golf course? What if I'm visiting the grandkids? What if I'm at work? Well, I'm also a fee-based money manager, and I don't cost an arm and a leg, and I might just save your neck. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.